Thought Bubble Audio. Ding 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 ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding. No one told you life was gonna be this way. Job, you joke, you broke.
Love blasting away.
Like you're always stuck in second gear. What happened in your day, week, month, or even your year? But I'll be there for you when the rain starts to pour.
I'll be there for you.
Like I'm, crap, like I missed
been
one.
There before.
I'll be there for you when you're there for me too.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
Name the dog Indiana.
Life finds a way.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one, because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, the podcast where we reminisce about our geeky childhoods with our ungeeky beer. I'm Tim.
And I'm Frank.
And today's beer of choice is Blue Moon. I saw you standing in the Blue Moon.
All right.
I don't have an orange slice in my Blue Moon.
That's all right.
All right. So anyway. Today is,
we're going to talk about Friends.
We're going to talk about Friends.
Yeah, so I like you.
I like you. We're one happy family with a great
big hug. No, sorry. I meant that show that's on Netflix now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Parks and Rec.
No, yeah. Friends.
Oh, Friends.
Yeah.
I have friends. You have friends.
We both have Netflix. We both have Friends.
Yes. Oh, I see. Yeah.
Friend, like the classic sitcom from the 90s.
Oh, I see what you did there.
That's now on Netflix.
Oh, I know. I'm already halfway through. I know. And we recorded this by the time this episode comes out, I'll probably up to season 7 or 8. Yeah.
The way you've been watching them, yeah, probably.
I just go home and I flip it on
put it on the background.
I used to go home and watch Friends every Thursday night, 8 o'clock. And when I was in school, I was in drama club. That got out at 8:30. I used to tape it and I would go home and I would watch it as soon as I got home every night.
Okay.
And so I remember when it ended and I think I picked it up around season. I mean, they were looping episodes. I started watching episodes fresh season 5.
Okay.
Because my first season finale,
yeah,
was Joey. They go to Vegas.
Oh yes,
yeah. Vegas was my
Caesar's Palace.
That was season five. Yeah, the one in Vegas. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that was not my first episode, but that season 5 was when I started watching
the first new finale. Episodes. So you saw Steve. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. So you were pretty young when you started then.
Yeah, season 5.
Season 5 would have been 2000?
The show started in 94.
94.
98 to 99 was season 5. Okay. So I would have been 12.
That's pretty young.
Yeah.
I mean, for some of the themes that show deals with,
yeah,
fairly young.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, like, you don't get half of them. Actually, even going back and watching, like, those episodes.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure
there's even more stuff that are, like, beyond teenage. And I mean, like, I watched Friends when it was on TBS and like Nick at Night and like all that stuff. But like to sit down and start with episode 1 and work your way through, trends do start to.
Oh, sure.
Like you pick up on other things like seed planting, like way early on,
like
that
what?
You didn't think was.
Give an example of one that maybe. You noticed because you watched like so many, like, are you talking about things like Monica and Chandler or like,
Monica and Chandler seed planting, actually not so much like, I mean, it could just be just because.
Yeah.
But it start, like, there's the episode with, like, the flashback episode where Janice asks if anybody's ever slept with one another. And then they're like, well, did you almost? And it's like the year previously before the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a moment with Chandler and Monica there.
Yep.
And then there's a back and forth at the end of season three going into season four where they go to the beach and Phoebe discover, I mean, spoilers for Friends, but you know, Phoebe learns that her like real mom is alive and like all that stuff. And there's this whole thing with like, Chandler's like, well, I'll be your boyfriend.
Yeah, you know.
And then it kind of dies a little bit, but by the end of season four, that's when they hook up.
Right.
That's the big night. Mm-hmm. And so it's like this build at the end of season three, I guess, sometime in season three, working its way up.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's like it ramps up.
You really notice these little.
See, here's the thing about Friends for me. I started watching it in syndication.
Okay.
The show was still on, but it was already in syndication. And so I was not watching it live, and I was so far behind. I used to never watch anything. I still really am like this for the most part. Never watched anything until I was totally caught up on everything, and then I would start watching it live. So I was so hopelessly far behind.
Doing it live.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was so hopelessly far behind that there was no way I was going to catch up. So I never watched an episode of Friends as it aired for the first time. But I became a fan of the show towards the end. You know, I'm a couple of years younger than you, and then I guess, I don't know, my house was a little bit different, like a little stricter about what I could watch and stuff when I was little. So so I didn't watch it until it was kind of getting towards the end. I would watch it in syndication, and I was watching it like out of order.
Interesting.
Because like one channel was showing it, you know, in one order, and another channel was like a couple seasons behind.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's so I used to have to do it.
So I was kind of jumping back and forth, and I didn't know what I was watching. So I don't have as much of that, like seeing the arcs build and seeing the seeds get planted, because I just am all, I've seen every episode at least once.
Yeah.
And most of them, you know, probably about 2/3 of them I've seen like 3, 4, 5 times.
Yeah.
But in no particular order for the most part. So that's the thing for me, is just like, I started watching a bunch when it came on Netflix, and starting from season one, and then I skipped ahead a little bit and watched from a few in a row from a different season. And I was like, oh my God, like every episode has some iconic moment, quote, joke.
Yeah.
That like,
it's pretty consistent.
Everyone.
Yeah.
It's like you can throw on any episode. That's what I was doing. At a certain point, I was like testing it. I was like, let me just throw on a season 7 episode. And like, there's a joke that I remember. Like every one of them has something.
Yeah. I mean, I had the seasons on DVD. I have now since not have the season. So I was really happy when Netflix was like, yo, January 1st, we got you. Got you covered. Chloe, the copy girl. I knew there was another seed moment. The girl that Ross has a fling with when they're on a break.
Yes.
When he and Rachel are on a break, quote unquote. That actually, my perspective on that is very interesting as an adult, as opposed to like,
because
I was watching it, and I'm like, it's really ambiguous. Like, you could really choose either side because it's like, who do you like more? Like, who do you want to believe is cool? But they mention the copy girl at the Xerox place, like episodes and episodes and episodes before, and it kind of builds to this moment where you actually meet her. And I never noticed that before. Like, I noticed that like maybe they mentioned her once or twice, but to see like a clear progression of this like building to this character,
they were planning it.
Yeah,
that's
it was
so
cool.
Smart.
It was cool. Yeah, it was great writing.
Yeah, it really was great writing. Yeah, it's something like. It's a weird mix of like typical 90s sitcom writing.
Yeah.
With this really good storytelling.
Yeah.
You know, it has like all the tropes. People have their catchphrases. People have, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, Friends kind of built the modern sitcom.
In a way. But I mean,
like the young
20 somethings.
The young 20 something. That was new for sitcoms.
Yes, that was new.
Yeah.
But a lot of the tropes, like people having a catchphrase and the different like, oh, this is the smart person, this is the dumb person.
Yeah, that's all Friends. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, I think a lot of it came before. I think a lot of that comes from the 80s. I agree.
True. Yeah, that's true to a point. Yeah, you're
right. The group of like 20-somethings hanging out, like you see a new girl nowadays, and like that came from Friends.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That dynamic, right?
Yes.
Between the characters.
That's right. Yeah,
totally
that's what
came
I'm
from
of.
Friends.
Yeah.
but a lot of the other smaller characteristics, I would say, kind of come from just years of sitcoms before. Yeah. Cosby Show, Charles in Charge.
Yep.
You know, Who's the Boss? Like those shows.
Yeah, because technically something like Cheers would have done that.
Cheers, totally. Yep.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. Absolutely. Man, I just love that show.
Oh God, yeah. But yeah, no, the writing is all really is really, really good. Because even though it mixes a lot of those things that were you know, kind of overdone in a lot of ways, they broke new ground. And they just told like good stories overall. Like,
yeah.
If you look at the story of whether you look at it like any given character or any given season,
yeah,
you know, there's character growth, there's progression,
character development and growth across all of them.
You watch anything from season 10 and then watch, you know, like pay attention to like one character, Rachel,
yeah,
Monica, anybody.
Rachel arguably might have the most growth.
I think she probably does, because you look at her in the end of the show and she's like this mature,
successful businesswoman who is like going to go off to France and like be a successful fashion.
First episode, she's like, and I'm going to get one of those job things.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like, I'm a hat.
I
don't want you to buy me a hat. I am a hat. It's a metaphor, Daddy. You can see where he got confused. It's exactly. Actually, when you watch the show, the other trend I really notice in the first four seasons, the show really just flips back and forth between Rachel and Ross.
Oh yeah.
It's the finales really just have to do with them more than anything else.
Totally.
Like nobody else has really given a thought that way. Like the first one, Rachel finds out that Ross loves her. You know, he's been wanting her the whole season. That all season one is Ross wanting Rachel. All of season two is Rachel wanting Ross.
Yeah.
Right. And then at the end of and then season two, like they get together, and then season three, they're together, and then they split. And then so part of season three is Ross wanting Rachel, but then the flips and Rachel wanting Ross, and like that's all it is. It's just the two of them, and then season four it's going to be the same thing, and it just keeps flip flopping back and forth for half the show.
Yeah,
because eventually they kind of move into this groove of different places.
Yeah,
and then it comes back together.
Exactly.
At the end.
They kind of just like I think they always knew that these two were going to end up together.
Yeah.
And it was just like, well, we can't have them yo-yoing for forever.
No.
And they didn't know how many seasons they'd be on for at a certain point. So it's like, we have to have them do their separate things. You know, Ross will get married a couple more times. And Rachel will date assistants and everything else.
Yep.
And at a certain point, we'll figure out a way to get them back together.
What friend are you? Do you ever watch the show and go like, who do you
hate that question? Because I'm somewhere between a Ross and a Chandler.
Me too. That's why why we're friends. But I like, cause there are moments I'm like, oh my God, I'm so Ross.
Yeah.
Like it's so bad. Yeah. But then there are other times I'm like, I am so Chandler.
But you're never like, I am so Joey.
I'm never Joey.
Unless there's sandwiches around.
Oh, I love sandwiches. Yeah. I do love the sandwiches.
Hey, is that a meatball sub?
Yeah.
Have marinara sauce and mozzarella cheese?
Yeah, you can't eat that in my car. Yeah. I do love how characters, the longer shows go on, they become more extremes of themselves.
Yes.
Like they kind of start, they all start normal. And then by the end of a show, typically, they're very much caricatures of themselves, of the person that they were at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, it's very true.
Yeah.
It's very true. Like, you know, Joey was always stupid, but like...
He was like cool stupid.
He was cool stupid.
But by the end of the show, he's like, he's dumb.
He's dumb, like, but he's still like, he is still like the smooth, charming...
Yeah, exactly. How you doing? Which is... Season, it's either four or five that's brought in. I think it's four. I haven't gotten there
yet. Is it that late?
Yeah. It's when Phoebe's pregnant.
Is it really?
That's how far that is, because he talks about it like this is like, how you doing? Yeah. Like how, and then Phoebe's like, hey, he's giggling. He's like, see, like, yeah, like that's how it works. But yeah, it's nuts. Even stuff like the duck and the chick don't come in until recent, like, you know, later until a seasons in. And
yeah. That's like four.
I think it's three or four. Yeah. When you watch it, when I watch them chunked like this, now when I try to think back, I'm like, it's was hard. That three or four?
Yeah. When you watch it all at once, it's really hard to remember.
I was interesting to sit there and watch a chunk season, and I was like, season one was really good. And normally season one of a show is not the best.
Right.
But I was like, it's way better than I give it credit for.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And because I would go, oh, that's season one? Yeah. Oh, that's season one? And then season two, I was like, it's okay. It's good.
Sure.
And then it kind of like picks up again. It was really interesting to watch that.
Yeah. But it's like a completely different show in a lot of ways in season one, because the characters are very like, you know, like you said, later on they become like caricatures themselves.
Yeah.
And in the first season in particular, they have all the characteristics of who they will become, but it's much more muted and they're not as over the top. Like Chandler is much more reserved compared to what he becomes.
He's definitely still sarcastic.
Oh, yeah.
He's not as snippy, I guess. There's an interesting
play. He doesn't quip as much. He doesn't pop in the conversation as much as he does later with his little witticisms and quips.
He's also more, I want to say more of a guy's guy, because there's the big joke, like everyone thinks Chandler's gay.
Yeah.
So it's not that, but there's like this season four Thanksgiving episode, where he's like, oh, what time is that? We'll put the game on. And they're like, oh, Joey and Ross aren't, I hear you don't have to watch. You can keep watching the parade. Okay, thanks. like that's, but before there's like a lot of him.
Knicks tickets.
Knicks tickets and playing with the football and like basketball and darts and like all this stuff. And that kind of even moves away. It's very interesting to watch all of those things shift. Ah, I just love the show. Janice is in it a lot more than I thought. She's in it a lot. She's consistent for three seasons.
Janice.
I love Janice. Oh my God.
One of these times, Chandler Bing, it's going to be your last chance with me.
All right. So let's go. Let's all 10 seasons.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite episode? I assume you have multiple favorite episodes. The one where.
Okay, it's probably. I'm going to say the one with Chandler in a box.
Oh, the Joey's. I just literally just watched that episode yesterday.
The Thanksgiving episode from season four, three?
It is episode 8 of season 4.
Okay, yeah.
One with Chandler in a box. It's actually the title of the episode.
I know.
Why is that one your favorite? It's actually not like that, like super happy of an episode.
It's not, but I think because of the scene with Chandler explaining the reason for the box
is threefold. Yeah. One, it allows me time to think about what I did.
Two, I never remember two.
I did. Like, three,
it gives me time to think about my friendship with Joey. Day. And three,
it hurts. Yeah. Oh, yes.
That's a good one. I also love, I don't remember the name of this one, but the one where the girls lose their apartment to the guys. Actually, it's Miss Chandlerbong.
Actually, that's a couple episodes later. I think it's 12.
Is it the same season?
It's the one that's the one where Phoebe goes to get pregnant with
Frank Jr.'s.
Stepbrother's babies.
That's just so that's the thing that happened.
That is the thing that happened. Well, I love that. I love that episode. Like, go home and go back. What is Chandler Bing's job? Oh, it has something to do with numbers.
Funding.
And transponster. That's not even a word. I love that.
It's so quotable, too.
The
whole show.
Actually, whenever they do any type of game show thing, I love that one because I love the Bamboozled episode. Yes. Like, let's play Bamboozled. And you're like, this is the best game ever. I like to go to the Wacky Walnut, please. You know, like, I am personally a fan of the episode where Monica and Richard are friends. Friends. And it's the one where Rachel reads The Shining and Joey reads Little Women. I love that go between the two of them. He's like, oh, well, scared, so so you put it in the freezer, you know? Like, but it's like, so Rach, these little women, how little are they? I mean, are they like scary little? Yeah. Like, oh, when Jack almost gets him with that blank, but in the last second they escape. Like, Joey, I can't believe you just did that. I can't believe she cracked your code. Like, so good.
So good.
Gunther, actually.
Oh, Gunther, yeah.
Gunther is not somebody that was... He was there a little bit in season two, I think. But he didn't... His, like, I'm in love with Rachel thing, until season four.
Yeah.
Like, way into it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he started as just, like, just an extra. And then, like, they were like, okay, like, he's going to be consistent. And
yeah.
And then they... Gave him a story, gave him lines.
Like, yeah. Oh, I loved, like...
And he's still, to this day... Did you see a couple months ago they had, like, that pop-up Central Perk?
Yes.
In New York?
Yes, like, I did see that.
Exact replica.
Yeah, actually, Janice, like, Wheeler, Maggie Wheeler.
Maggie Wheeler.
Yeah. Janice. She posted a video of her. Oh, she's like, I'm here on the Friends Center. Oh, it was great. Like, yeah.
Well, they had, I think it was Today's Show, Good Morning America, went to the set... And they were there with the guy who played Gunther.
Oh, that's awesome.
On the set. Yeah, it was really cool. And he was just like, yeah, I mean, I just, you know, they just gave me a couple lines and then they gave me more lines and then they gave me a story. And so anyway, it was just really cool how like he went from being like just this background person to being like actually like relevant.
Part of the cast.
Part of the really? Cast, basically. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Central Perk itself is kind of a character.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Like, our entire generation wanted to move to the city and live above a coffee shop.
How?
If I wanted, I mean, I still want to, even though I like own a home. I still want to move to the city and live above a coffee shop.
I know. How sad is it that there's no coffee shop there in that building? Like, we've been to that building. I know.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Corner of Bedford and Grove.
Bedford and Grove streets down and in the village.
How many times have I seen Friends?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, there's no coffee shop there. It's like, it seems like such a missed opportunity.
I know. Like, do you know how, like, put a Central Perk there?
I know.
Like, how busy would that be? There's a restaurant there, I think.
There is a restaurant there, yeah. But like, yeah. Again, missed opportunity to turn that into.
Absolutely.
Central Perk.
Absolutely.
Know. What do I know?
I know. The, what was I going to say? Well, let's talk guest stars for a little bit. Because I have two. I mean, there are quite a few. But I have two in my mind that I would like to mention off the bat.
Go right ahead.
Three, actually.
There's
one episode in which Billy Crystal and Robin Williams show up.
Yes.
And they're like, I don't know. She's sleeping with me. I don't know what to do. It's like all this stuff. And he's like, it's me. I'm sleeping with you. Like, how dare you? You and I are no longer friends. Like,
you're a buster for doing that.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I love that. And it's just like, Monica, what were you going to say? I have no idea. Like, oh, it's such a great, like,
that's a great
here it is, whatever. And then there's the Helen Hunt, and I can't remember her other name from Mad About You, because Phoebe's sister Ursula
right,
because waitress in that show.
Lisa Kudrow was in that show.
Right, exactly. So there's like existing in the parallel world.
Right.
I love that. But I want to mention two. One, Paul Rudd.
Yes.
Because Phoebe's husband.
Yes.
Because this was before Paul Rudd was super. Before he was huge. Yeah, this is the first time I ever saw Paul Rudd in anything.
Yeah,
and so like when you see him in Anchorman and all these things, and you're like, and he's like really goofy and out there, and you're like, wow, you're like really talented actor.
You're not just Mike from Friends.
Right. You're like a guy. That's cool. Now Mustache Man. Tom Selleck. I want to talk about Tom Selleck, who is just... Would Tom Selleck not make the best Commissioner Gordon?
Yes. I think we might have talked about this at some point.
I don't... Like, why is that, like...
The mustache alone.
The mustache... He looks like him, but the mustache alone, like...
We definitely talked about this. You said something about Blue Bloods.
Oh, yeah.
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 And then we named the episode Tom Selleck's Mustache Comb.
That's right. That's right. How do you keep that straight? A mustache going from it's like, come on, they're having sex tonight. If I could see the schedule in the future, so I like that. But Alec Baldwin is my other. I love the one with they go to Massapequa. Massapequa. It sounds like a magical place. I love that episode. We're just
good episode.
There's a whole. Well, it's. Parker and the happiness, but some of his lines are my favorite on the show. Like when he goes and he's like, look at this plate bounty thing. What a great way for a man's plate dispensing problems. Like this all, like I just, like, that is, it's primo. I love Alec Baldwin.
That's so Jack Donaghy.
Yeah, it is. Like, what a great way to solve man's plate dispensing problems. Like, I'm not going to quit till you try eating this, or, you know, like, yeah, do you like it? I'm like, they look too weird. Yeah. Like,
I love all of those. I love Aisha Tyler.
Yeah. She's very subdued, Aisha Tyler, in that show, too. Yeah. Also, the first thing I ever saw Aisha Tyler.
Same. I didn't know who she was at the time. Yeah. And then later on, I was like,
he was dating Aisha Tyler. Ross was dating Aisha Tyler at the same time Phoebe was dating Mike.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before she and Mike got married.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. But yeah, no, I'm a big fan of Aisha Tyler in general, but yeah, that was the first thing I ever saw her in.
Yeah.
The Brad Pitt.
Yeah, give me those yams. That's a good one.
Episode two.
Yep.
Kind of contrived because they were they married or just dating at the time? I don't remember, but
think they were married.
Might have married at the time.
Yeah.
So like, you know, but whatever. That was still cool.
Can't think of. I mean, there's more. Yeah,
there's definitely
more.
Yeah,
there's tons more. But I'm just I'm blanking right now.
Yeah.
I lost my train of thought again. I was on such a roll, and I just like it.
Beer's messing with you.
Do you have a favorite Friends line?
Like,
you know, like she's your lobster, or you know. See, when you're put on the spot, it's hard.
Favorite recurring joke, is probably. We were on a break. Because of all the ways that he brings it up and tries to be like justified.
Yep.
Like there's just randomly, there's like some, I was watching the other, I think it was an episode in like season four or maybe it was when I switched to season seven and just like at the end of a conversation, at the end of the episode, they're like talking about, I don't even remember the specifics. This is a terrible example and this is terrible radio, but just they're talking about like some relationship and the way it ended. And he was like, unless they were on a break and everyone just looks at him and he's like, never mind.
Never mind.
Reese, how persistent.
Reese Witherspoon. Oh, that's Reese another Witherspoon. One. She plays course, Jill, Rachel's sister. Yeah.
How you doing? Yeah. No.
And Applegate, the Christina Applegate plays the other one. Right.
Yeah.
My, I wanted to say though, my favorite, I think, returning guests more than anybody else are the Gellers.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Whenever I see
Jack and Judy.
Yeah.
Just
whenever I see the guy who plays Jack in anything.
Yeah.
Whether it's Ocean's 11, 12, and 13, or now he's on Mulaney or anything, I'm always like, that's Jack Geller. That,
yeah.
That's
me too. Jack. Me too. I just like the, who came up with like dried tomatoes? Like if you said 5 years ago, here, this is tomato that's dry. I would have laughed my ass off, rolled my eyes or something like that. There's one though, where he's like, I think I'd like to be buried at sea. And Molly was like, why? It's like, well, everyone thinks they know me, but seems like fun. And everyone say, buried Jack Geller, buried at sea. Huh? I'd like that.
Well, at a certain point, Monica's wedding fund became the vacation house.
Yeah. I like that. And like when they turn a room into a gym, why not Ross's room? Well, gosh, we thought about it, but he had all those awards and trophies. It seems like we shouldn't disturb them. God forbid. Oh, yeah. Who's your least favorite friend?
Okay, so I love all of them. So it's like rating your children a little bit.
Yeah.
Probably.
You gonna say Monica?
Actually, no.
Or Rachel.
Why is that yours?
Monica's mine. Yeah.
Your least favorite.
Yeah, and I'll explain why.
I would probably say Rachel, but again, that's so hard.
Because you love all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chandler is probably my favorite.
Chandler is definitely my favorite because I think he's also the most consistent out of all the seasons and in his own way, like because he's always like the sassy, sarcastic one, whereas like Joey gets dumber, but it's like Chandler doesn't get smart and Ross gets more weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. He gets a little more strung out.
Mm-hmm.
He starts as like the most normal of them and potentially ends as the weirdest of them. And so, but mine for Monica is that she early seasons, no problem, like absolutely all sure. the way there. But she starts to get a little too high strung as the show progresses onward. And that's where it loses me. John Favreau.
Oh, yeah.
John Favreau played Monica's millionaire boyfriend. That's Pete right. Becker. Yeah.
Wow, yeah. I forgot. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen those episodes in a very long time.
Yeah.
Those might be the ones, like among the ones I've only seen like once or twice.
Yeah, Pete Becker.
Pete Becker.
My God, why is Bill hugging Pete? It's Bill Clinton. Who's he hugging?
Yeah. Fun Bobby.
Fun Bobby. Fun. Well, it turns out Fun Bobby was fun for a very particular reason. Yeah. Oh, Sean Penn was on there. He played Phoebe's boyfriend. He was dating Ursula.
That's right. That's right.
A lot of other guys in there too.
Yeah, there were many, many.
So
it's hard to remember.
It's it is very, very
235 episodes or how many it is. It's hard to remember.
I'm Spudnik. That's the Spudnik episode.
Hank Azaria. Yeah, that was a good run too. I liked his character.
He was for a season.
Yeah,
actually, and then he didn't come back until like 8 or 9 much or later. Maybe 10 even.
Yeah,
yeah. I got to say, though, I think one of my favorite, going back to favorite episodes before we kind of wrap up, one of my favorites, The Holiday Armadillo.
Oh, yeah. It's The
Holiday Armadillo. You're part Jewish friend. just like the store ran out of Santas. But I think my favorite line in that episode is like, well, when Joey comes in the Superman costume and like they do this whole thing, and then but at the end Phoebe's like, well, I understand why Superman and but the Easter Bunny were like, why are they at the Easter Bunny's funeral or something like that. But my favorite line is when Chandler, because Chandler's dressed as Santa, that's it, because he comes I didn't get to shake my belly like a bowl full of jelly. Yeah, but my favorite is when he's like, my favorite part is when Superman flew all the Jews out of Egypt. And Joey's just nodding. Like, yeah. That's awesome. I love it. Okay. So, any final thoughts on Friends?
There's always these rumors about a reunion every couple of years.
I don't think they're going to do it.
I think it'll happen at some point.
Yeah.
But I don't think it'll happen soon. And I don't think it'll happen the way everyone thinks it will. I don't think it'll be like a reunion episode or special or movie or anything like that. I think if anything, you're going to see the cast get together and do like a retrospective type thing. But I don't think you'll see like a, 10 years later, like here are the characters now.
Yeah.
And like,
I agree. I really don't even want to see that.
No, I really don't. I don't want to see like Ross and Rachel married with with like more kids and all. I don't want to see that.
No, I like them living in this. I like them living in the world that they live in.
Yeah, I want to be able to imagine what happens next.
Yeah, I don't always need to see what happens next. Yeah.
Very, very final thing I will say: if you love Lisa Kudrow and you love Matt LeBlanc, watch Lisa Kudrow's HBO show, The Comeback. Fantastic show.
Yep.
Hilarious show. And if you want to see Matt LeBlanc play himself with a little bit of Joey infused into himself.
He was actually he was on Jimmy Kimmel just talking about it not too long ago.
Nice.
Yeah.
Episodes on Showtime. Great, great show also.
And I can add to that, if you really love Matthew Perry and you miss him, he is doing a revival of The Odd Couple.
Oh,
on CBS.
Yes. Yeah. I did hear about this.
With Wendell Pierce and there's another person in there that's famous. Leslie Bibb. Yeah.
I'm not familiar with him.
Wendell Pierce, if I showed him a picture.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's why it's like, it's one of those, like, I know you, but why do I know you?
Okay.
He's been in a bunch of stuff. He's Selma, Suits, Michael J. I know him from the Michael J. Fox show when that was on and Horrible Bosses and stuff like that.
Okay.
He's funny, but yeah.
Excellent.
So would have been a good idea to drink coffee while talking about Friends just now that I'm like thinking about it. But
that's
anyway, right. Another time. So, where can the people find us?
BeerWithGeeks.com, BeerWithGeeks@gmail.com, Facebook/BeerWithGeeks, @BeerWithGeeks on Twitter, iTunes, Stitcher Radio. Listen, review, tell your friends. Spread the word. Be a friend.
Rate us.
Yep.
Like a friend.
Like a friend.
Yeah.
I think that does it.
Yeah. Good. All right. Well, until next time.
Until next time, friends. Cheers. Cheers.
This podcast is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. All character names, sound effects, and quotes are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of Thought Bubble Audio Studios, unless otherwise indicated.